Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the AT Junkie podcast. My name is Bill Bulis, and I am having a great time this week recording these podcasts for you to use. Hope everybody is enjoying what we're doing. So this week is Amazon Echo week, and it is the second anniversary of the Amazon Echo and the family of products that have been released since the original one 2 years ago. And today we're going to do a product overview of the original Amazon Echo, which is still being sold. It has not really been updated. We're going to give you an overview of this product and tell you all about it, and hopefully you guys will enjoy it. A couple of things before I even start doing that. This podcast is called the AT Junkie Podcast, and the reason is because I believe that once people who are blind or people who have low vision get a taste of the freedom that assistive technology brings, they are hooked and want to do more and more with that technology. But more than the technology itself is the proper type of training that is available to people. And I think that I do training very, very well. I think I take the time to anticipate some of the questions that people are going to ask. And I think, when you listen to our podcast, you'll make the decision for yourself. And I hope you take the time to share the information, share the podcast, let other people know some of the things that we're talking about and doing here. For example, later this week, we are releasing a podcast on Social Security. Next week, we'll be doing the competing product to the Amazon Echo, Google Home. We will be talking about rehabilitation, how it works, getting a job, working through Social Security issues, and a whole lot more assistive technology-related issues. This is not just geared toward assistive technology. This podcast is everything related to blindness and low vision and living your life effectively and independently and as much as possible. So, again, hope you'll enjoy what we're doing here. I hope you'll tell a friend. Please interact with us on social media. I don't want to be talking to myself, right? I want people to really push out some of these podcasts, especially if they're helping you out. And the way to do that is you first visit our website, blindrehab.com. On that website, and it's, by the way, B-L-I-N-D, rehab.com. And like I said, the way the website works, on the main page, there is a feedback form that you can fill out. It's just your name, email address, and give us a comment. Once you hit that submit button, it gives us feedback immediately. The other way that you can help is by becoming a follower or friend on social media, Twitter, Facebook. There's a YouTube channel there that we are going to be putting videos on this week related to the Amazon Echo. We're going to do some companion videos. So people that do have some sight can see these products and see kind of how they work and all that. It's good to give a description like we're doing on this podcast, but I think some people do still need the visual aspect of it. I also think a lot of trainers out there who happen to be sighted will benefit from how we show people to use these devices. So hopefully people will enjoy the YouTube companion videos, and we'll put those up hopefully by the weekend. Otherwise, it wouldn't quite be Amazon Echo Week, would it? Anyway, blindrehab.com, purchase a Braille t-shirt from us if you'd like. We don't do donations, but we definitely want you to help us out, and we want you to have something to show for it. So we do sell t-shirts on our website. They have Braille on them that you can actually feel. They're not cheap. They're not, you know, something that's just been thrown together. We put a lot of work into designing these t-shirts and to make them nice and cool looking. So go ahead and grab one if you would like to do that. But the best way you can help is by sharing what we do on social media, letting your friends know about it. And that is all the help in the world. Because like I said, I don't want to be talking to myself. And a lot of times I get weird about recording these things. because I feel like I'm talking to myself. And if people were to walk past my office, I guarantee you they're looking in going, what is this fool doing? He is just sitting there spouting out all this information, and we don't know what he's doing. But anyway, needless to say, here we are, Amazon Echo Week. Thank you very much for checking us out. And let's get right into the description of the Amazon Echo. This is the original Echo. The price of it is $179. They do run specials from time to time. My opinion is if you like good sound and you like being able to use your voice to control your environmental stuff at home, to control your music, to control your content that you want to listen to, this is a very cool device. I love it. I got this thing when it first was announced. Amazon Echo was a product that was announced for its technology, not for the fact that it's a Bluetooth speaker. They wanted you to use Amazon services such as buying albums, listening to news that, you know, Amazon had set up through TuneIn Radio, listening to music through Pandora. They basically started this process by giving you the ability to do some fun, entertaining things with the use of your voice. So you could set this thing in the middle of your room, and it was almost like the Jetsons, you know, that cartoon that was all about the future. A lot of you young people don't probably remember the Jetsons, but, you know, all the cool stuff that happened on the Jetsons, this is kind of where it's beginning. Amazon Echo is going to soon be in a lot more homes. I think this technology is the way of the future, okay? So when I got mine, what Amazon did was something pretty creative, right? They had an announcement. You had to be invited to buy one of these products, and they sold it to you at half price. So I got this thing. When I got it, it was $99. It also came at the time with a remote control. That remote control is now optional. It's an extra $30 purchase. So the Echo itself is $179. The remote control, if you want it, you don't need it. If you're using your voice and stuff like that, it's not something that you actually need. But the remote control is an extra $30 purchase, okay? Let me quickly cover the remote, okay? So the remote comes in two pieces. It comes with a cradle that is magnetic, so you can actually let the cradle attach to your refrigerator, for example, and then take your remote and it magnetically clips on to the refrigerator or to the cradle that's on the refrigerator. So you never have to really lose your remote. If you know where the cradle is, this remote attaches really nice. It's got a good strong grip to the magnetic cradle. The remote itself is very small. Probably 3 inches long by about 1.5 inches thick. It's not very wide. It only has a few buttons on it. It's got a button on the top in the middle, which is your actions button, which allows you to talk to your Amazon Echo through the remote. And then you have an up, down, left, right type series of buttons in the form of a circle. The up and down buttons are to control your volume. So that's the top and the bottom of the circle, allows you to control your volume. The left of the circle is your previous button, and the right of your circle is your next button. In the center of the circle, there is a play pause button, and that's it for the remote. There's no other controls or features or anything like that. What you're going to see or hear by listening to this podcast is that you really don't need the remote at all. If you want it, excellent. Go ahead and grab one for yourself. But it's not necessary. It's a $30 purchase that really doesn't add anything unless you want to mess with someone, right? So one of the ways you can mess with someone is from another room or from further away, you can go ahead and tell the remote by pressing the button on the top middle. You can tell the remote to repeat something. You can say, Simon says, you know, your shirt looks too tight. And if your wife happens to be standing in the kitchen where your Alexa is or your Echo, it'll repeat what you said, because the Simon Says command makes it repeat something. I suggest if you repeat something like that to your wife and have Alexa repeat it to her, you duck, because she might throw a dish at you or a pan or something that's going to hurt. I don't recommend you mess with your family members, because they are the ones that are more likely to inflict pain on you, okay? But it's a fun little gadget. You know, the remote works. If you want it, go ahead and grab it, but it's not necessary. So let's talk about what comes in the box with the Amazon Echo. It's the speaker itself, which is, again, I'll get into the description in a minute, but it's basically a round speaker. It comes with the power cord that is not anything like you've seen on any other gadgets. So it's not like a micro USB or anything like that. It is its own power cord. It's not a USB. It actually goes from the device to the wall, but you can remove it, which is great. It's not hardwired to your device. You can actually, if you're going to take this thing and move it to another room, you can unplug the cord. So that's basically it that comes in the box, because they don't do the remote control anymore. Otherwise, you would have gotten the remote and the little cradle. But the Alexa, or the Echo, is shaped like a round speaker. You can feel the grill with your fingers around it, all the speaker holes. It's a kind of plastic feeling with a rubberized bottom. And all of the controls for this device are on the top. So imagine you have a tall can of soda, maybe a little thicker than a can of soda. You have a tall can on the very top, or a jar, I guess you can refer it to. And the reason I say a jar is because on the very top you have a knob that you can turn, almost like you're turning the lid of a jar. And so if you turn it to the left, it lowers the volume. If you turn it to the right, it raises the volume. And that's all that this little ring kind of does. You can turn it left and right, and you feel it actually like moving. On the very top of the jar, there are two buttons, and that's it. The one button on the right-hand side has a dot on it. That is your command button, or your actions button. You can call it either or. And what happens is, if you're near the speaker and you press this button, you can give Amazon Echo a command with your voice, and it will do what you command it to do. The button on the left does not have a dot on it, and it's actually your mute button. So if you press it once, it will mute the microphone, so the device won't be listening to you, right? So if you're talking about it like I'm doing right now, it's not listening to me at all, because I have it on mute. If you unmute it, all you do is just press the button and it makes a noise. And I'm going to do it for you right now. There's the unmute. And I press it again, and there's the mute button, or the mute sound. So they're a little different. Unmute, mute. And it's great. I absolutely love the fact that this button is there. It's helpful when I'm describing it to friends, or when I'm showing it off. Or if I just don't want Alexa to listen to me, all right? Alexa is the wake-up word for this device. So if I unmute it, I can give it a command by first using the wake-up word and then giving it the command. Alexa, play some classical music.
Here's a station for classical music, Classical Focus.
Ah, isn't that nice? Alexa, what song is this?
This is Grieg, Holberg Suite, Opus 42, Saraband, Andante, by Berliner Philharmoniker and Herbert von Karajan.
Alexa, volume 3. Alexa, volume 6. Alexa, volume 8. Alexa, stop. And we're going to go ahead and mute her again. So you can tell it volume 1 through volume 10. So as I said, you don't need the remote. You don't need to have the little remote that you can buy. It allows you to basically do all that stuff while you're listening. It also allows you to give her commands like Alexa next, and it'll play the next track. Alexa previous. It can have you... I can have her do a whole bunch of different things that are associated with the application. And you do need the free app to first install this device to your Wi-Fi. I'm going to get into that in just a second, okay? But let me show you guys a couple of skills that are available here. I'm going to unmute her. Alexa, tell me the distance between Earth and the Moon.
The Moon's distance is 239,000 miles, 384,000 kilometers.
So it can do silly things like that. You can do, Alexa, search Wikipedia for Donald Trump.
Sorry, I didn't understand the question I heard.
Alexa, who is Donald Trump?
Donald John Trump is an American businessman, television producer, and politician who is the Republican Party nominee for President of the United States in the 2016 election.
Alexa, stop. And I'll go ahead and mute her again. So there's tons of stuff that you can ask her to do. When you first install Amazon Echo, you need the free app that is associated with this. You can install it on your smartphone or tablet. It can be a Android device or an iOS device. The accessibility kind of varies, and you know, sometimes they'll release an update that breaks accessibility, or at least breaks some of the accessibility features. If you wait for an update, they tend to try to fix those pretty quickly. There are lots of people who are blind or low vision that are using these products, and they make constant inquiries and bug fix reports and stuff like that to Amazon, and a lot of the accessibility stuff does tend to get fixed, and the updates are relatively frequent. Excuse me. I had to grab some water there. This thing is hard to do in one take using Audio Boom. I'm not too familiar with the editing capabilities. So we'll keep going. And so, as I was saying, there's a skills section of the app that you can use to find out all the different things that Alexa can do. If you like a particular skill, you can enable it. Skills include all different things such as email, news sources, Uber, Domino's Pizza, and a whole lot more. You can actually order a pizza using your voice with this device. Before you get into the skills, you do need to connect this device to your Wi-Fi at home, your wireless internet. You do that using the app. The first thing that you do is go into settings and then click connect new device or add a device. When the wizard comes up, it is all pretty much very accessible. You hit the continue button, and then it tells you to go into the settings part of your device, like your tablet or your smartphone. In the settings area, you go into Wi-Fi and you select Amazon as the Wi-Fi connection. Once that's done, you go back to the app and finish the installation wizard. You may have to add your Wi-Fi password in there to get it fully connected, and it will read relatively well using VoiceOver or Zooms. So the app is relatively accessible. As I said, there are some times when there are accessibility features that get broken with updates. They do try to fix those accessibility features pretty quickly. Once you've got this installed onto your Wi-Fi, you don't necessarily have to use your app. However, it is a good thing to have. It is helpful because Amazon will send things based on what you tell it onto your app. So if you ask it to do a particular task, it will put it into your app or add additional information based on that task to your app. especially if you're doing searches. It's extremely helpful to do that type of stuff. Once you've got it connected to your Wi-Fi, the only thing left to do is start enjoying your device and enjoying all the skills that come with it. There's an email that you will get every Friday toward the afternoon, and that email will give you a ton of new features. Some emails are lighter than others, but there are new features being added constantly to this thing, especially since Amazon has released a software developer kit. The software developer kit allows software people who are designing apps for their business, to interface with the Amazon Echo. And that is helpful because it adds tons of features and tons of abilities to the app and to the device. This pretty much brings us to the end of our description of the Amazon Echo. I hope you guys have enjoyed the information presented here. I hope you'll continue to listen to our podcast. I really appreciate all the hard work that people have done to help us get the word out. Blindrehab.com is our official website. That's B-L-I-N-D, rehab.com. And we'll talk to you real soon on another podcast here with the AT Junkie Show. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.